Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Hey, Nedarim 35b, pagination is 70, starting from the Mishnah at the top of the page on the second line. Umakriv Olav, if a person made a vow that he should not benefit from a specific person, and that person is a Kohen. Nevertheless, that Kohen is allowed to bring certain karbanos for the person who made the vow, kinei zavin, kinei zavos, kinei yoldos, chataos, va'ashamos, certain types of obligatory karbanos, he would be allowed to bring on behalf of this person who made the vow. And the obvious question that we're going to want to explore is that called a benefit? We had a concept earlier, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. The fact that I'm getting mitzvah benefit is not considered a benefit as far as the laws of vows go, but the person is bringing a korban on your behalf. Is that going to be a violation of the vow and he would not be allowed to do it? Or, our Mishnah seems to indicate, at least by certain karbanos, it is okay. And so, the Gemara on the sixth line presents the question, Iboiluhu. The following question was asked in the time of the Talmud. Hani Kohani, these Kohanim doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, Shluchei Didon Havu or Shluchei Dishmaya? Are they our messengers or are they messengers of Hashem? Who hired them, so to speak? On whose behalf are they doing their service in the Beis HaMikdash? L'may nafkamino, what's the difference if they're working for Hashem or they're working for me? L'muder ano, if this Kohen was the object of such a vow that he would not provide benefit to a person, so i'amrit shluchei didon havu, if they're working for us, hamahani leva osur, then they're causing us benefit, and it's forbidden to do that. V'amrit shluchei deshmaya, Shari. But if they're working for Hashem, and I'm just an opportunity for them to work for Hashem, but they're not working for me, then it would be permitted. My, what's the halacha? And of course, the reason this question is being presented over here is because the Gemara is staging it because we want to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Tashema, let me bring you a proof. Ditanat, makriv alav kinei zavin. The Kohen, in the case of this vow not to benefit from the Kohen, is allowed to bring certain types of offerings on behalf of the person with this vow. How could he bring these karbanos? Iamrich luchei didon kamahani lei. If you tell me that the Kohen is the messenger of the person, so then he's causing him benefit. He's working on his behalf. Says the Gemara, one second, it's not really such a great proof. Ulataymech, according to your reasoning, that you're telling me that this is a fundamental question, by all karbanos, are the Kohanim working for me, or are they working for Hashem? Listen, makriv alav karbanos. The Mishnah should definitely have been more thorough, global, and simple, and simply say he can bring karbanos for him. Why does the Mishnah list off the very specific types of karbanos that are allowed to be brought on behalf of this person who made the vow? Ella must be mechusre kapara shiny. A person who needs to bring a karban simply in order to re-enter the Beis HaMikdash, that type of obligatory karban works differently. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, as we find Rabbi Yochanan taught, Hakol tzrichim das chutz b'mechusrei kapara. In all cases of bringing a karban, you need the intent of the owner, except if the purpose is to allow the owner of the karban re-entry to the Beis HaMikdash. In such a case, you don't need his intent. You don't need him giving his input to the karban. And similarly, just like you see that he doesn't have to give his input into the korban as far as intent goes, it follows that the Kohen who is doing the work is not the shliach, the messenger, because it would work even if the person doesn't have intent and is not appointing him the messenger. And therefore you see that mechusrei kapara work differently. Shari adam mevi korban al bono ve'al bonosav haktanim. As you find that a person can bring karbanos for his children, shenemar zostoras hazov ben gadol ben katan. If a child has an emission and needs a certain type of karban brought in order that they could come back into the Beis HaMikdash, the father is able to do that type of karban. And you see from that intent of the owner is not necessary or intrinsic, because a child doesn't have intent. And therefore, it follows that the Kohanim that are bringing the Karban are not acting because you told them to. They're not acting on your behalf. They're not acting as Shluchim, but rather they're doing their job. They're bringing the Karban that needs to be brought to allow the person re-entry. And therefore, the way the Gemara presents it, our Mishnah is really not going to be a proof to all Karbanos and to the fundamental question of whether Kohanim are or are not working for us. On the contrary, by stating a specific list of Karbanos that this Kohen of this vow situation is allowed to bring, it's limiting the leniency, it's limiting the allowance only to cases where the intent of the owner and his appointing him a shliach is not necessary. And one might even draw the conclusion that in other cases, the Kohanim are actually working as our shluchim, as our messengers. And in a case of a vow, it would be restricted. That particular Kohen would not be able to do the avoda of this person who made the vow. That is the presentation of our Gemara. Interestingly, the Ran, which is the outer commentary over here, on about the eighth line, points out, Afagav de beperek kamo de kiddushin asik ravhuna de shluchei de rachmona ninhu. In the first perek of Kiddushin, the Gemara there comes to a conclusion that the Kohanim are acting on behalf of Hashem and not on our personal behalf. And the Gemara there was conclusive. So why is our Gemara reopening the topic and re-examining it? The Ran answers, Afilu hachi bo'i hacha. Nevertheless, our Gemara poses the question, Lemifshita mimasnisin o mibraisa, because we were hoping to be able to prove one way or another from a Mishnah or a Braisa, which would make it more definitive as a ruling. Our Gemara ends up kind of deflecting the proof, but the ruling from Kiddushin that the Kohanim are working for Hashem is what is going to stand. And that's in fact what we see in the Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim Perek Vav, Halacha Hey. Hoya Shimon Kohen, if this person who was the object of the vow, he's a Kohen, Hareu Mutu Lahakriv Karbanos Reuven, he's still going to be allowed to bring the Karbanos of this other person, Shehakohanim Shluchei Shamayim Heim, because Kohanim are working for Hashem, Ve'enam Shluchei Baal HaKarbon, and they are not the Shluchim of the owner of the carbon. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.